At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere. Back at it again. Another edition of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and Danny G Radio. Because 5 nights a week on the overnight are not enough. And so we can schmooze, Danny G. You and I can schmooze and take care of all the things that we don't get to take care of during the week on our day jobs.
Yeah, Saturday is one of those days where we can just kick back and have fun. Well, for me, until it's studio time, I'm still going to go in and have fun with the Jonas Knox show. But what better back-to-back personalities than Ben Maller and then Jonas Knox? What a day.
Aww.
Oh, that's very sweet of you to say that. I don't know that you actually believe it, but it's very kind of you to...
Well, I mean, you're both kind of pain in the asses, but you're fun on the air.
Oh, no. We like to spar a little bit. Makes it more interesting. So on this, the Saturday pod, we've got, what do we have in the bodega? We've got Aqua Maller looking down on you, back scratcher. And if we have time, we'll do a little scientifical. We haven't done that in a while, and I don't think we've done it since the summertime, so maybe we'll bring that back depending on time. But let's get right into it, and we begin, this being the second podcast of the weekend, the life of Maller and Danny G, and we take you behind the afterglow of being big time network radio stars. Doesn't that sound impressive, Danny? Network radio star, man. That's like a big deal, right? And then you see our paychecks, and it's like a comedy. Anyway, all right, whatever. So this past weekend, a rather tranquil, mundane weekend. I mentioned last week I had taped a documentary, and so my whole schedule was all messed up, and I was running all over the place. And this past weekend, the life of me, pretty blah, shopping, running errands, taking care of some grown-up stuff that I had to do. And we're having a hidden door put in the Maller Mansion. I guess that's newsworthy.
A hidden door, like for a speakeasy?
Well, not quite. Well, if you come over to the Halloween party, Danny, that we're going to have, I'll show you the hidden door.
Won't come now, Jeffrey Dahmer.
It's going to add a new layer of spooky, is what it's going to add. And so we had our handy guy, our handyman, who does a lot of the work because I'm incapable of doing anything. And so he does a lot of work, and the guy's like a magician, and came over, spent a few hours working on it, came over another day, worked on it. It's pretty much done. There's a few more things he has to do, but he did it pretty quick, which is nice considering he told us he had never built a door like this. It was like a secret door on wheels, and you got to pull this thing to drag the door open. It's kind of, but I did have a few hours of pool time. My father-in-law out of town visiting North Carolina and doing his thing before the storm. And so he was kind enough to let me and the family, the wife and whatnot, to use the pool. And so we met up with my sister-in-law and her family, and call me Aquamaller, Danny G. Aquamaller. Now, I do go swimming quite a bit at this house.
Yeah, right. You're coming off a bad leg. I don't see you as an Aquaman.
No. Let me explain. So it was a splish splash kind of a good time, Danny. I do like to go in the pool, and it did help my knee because the pressure, I felt like I was normal again with my bum right knee inside the pool. Because when you move around in the pool, they tell you if you've got bad knees or bad whatever joints, you go in the pool. My mom, she had arthritis. She had terrible rheumatoid arthritis. And at one point, before things got really bad for her, we had a hot tub. But she eventually couldn't get in the hot tub anymore. So it was that bad. And so we got rid of it. But for a while, it was like, oh, it was great. But anyway, so it helped. It was therapeutic and all that, although the chlorine was not great. And I also enjoy, I have a side hustle, which I talk about every once in a while. I am Uncle Benny.
Racist.
Not Uncle Ben, because that got canceled. That's the rice. But I'm Uncle Benny. And my niece and nephew were at the pool, at the house, you know, doing our thing, whatever. And I got my 5-year-old niece and my 3-year-old nephew. Now, my job is a very important job as Uncle Benny. My job is as the sea monster. Have you ever played the sea monster, Dan? This is a very important role as a relative of small children.
I dress myself.
This is where the kiddos playfully punch me. And then I, at that point, turn into a thespian.
Now, this sounds like a fun game.
Yeah. So the kids pretend, or they're actually not pretending because they're little kids. So I pretend like I've been waylaid, mollywopped, when the little kids pretend, you know, they're actually not pretending, like I said, they're punching. But I'll fly backwards like a vaudevillian comedian, you know, I'll fly backwards or possibly forwards, depending on how it goes, which side I get punched. So I've done this kind of thing for years with different relatives. I love it. I love being the sea monster and Uncle Benny and all that. So it's a lot of fun. Love hanging out with the kiddos. And the kids believe they have like superhuman strength in, because they are punching the sea monster and the sea monster is going flying. So they think they're like the Incredible Hulk here. So all of it was, I was having fun. It was all good and all that stuff, fun and games, until my 3-year-old nephew decided he wanted to crank things up a couple of notches.
Oh, no.
He went full Karate Kid on my ass. He karate chopped me right in the neck.
Bang, bang.
Right in the neck. Now, you're probably saying right now, there's no way a 3-year-old, I'm a grown-ass man, I'm a very large human being, even though I've lost weight, how could a 3-year-old child possibly do any damage? Well, you'd be surprised. You would be surprised. I was startled. I was dazed.
Did it get you right in the Adam's apple?
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Right here. I mean, it was brutal. I was like, no way. I lost my bearings. I was like, whoa. You get popped there, and you're like, your breathing's a little off for a couple of seconds. And all from a little kid, a 3-year-old child. The kid, of course, thought this was all part of the show. The kid thought I was acting and thought it was funny. And then I'm, of course, not acting. And so the kid had to be reprimanded by his mom and also my wife. But this kid was living like Ricky Martin back in the 90s there. La Vida Loca. I mean, this kid was living the life, loving life. Anyway, that was my trip as Aquamaller, Danny G, as I got a karate chop right to the Adam's apple.
Damn, that was Cobra Kai come to life for you right there.
Little ninja. I call that kid the ninja, is what I'm going to call that kid. So moving on, we've got looking down on you. Well, not you, but looking down on you. The other
Yeah. So I feel like I've been kind of living a Maller schedule recently. Not only have I still been doing hours at the school every morning, but now I've been driving right in to the network studios right after that. So at 11 a.m., I've been leaving the school and going to the studios to prepare the Covino and Rich show. As you know, Ben, hours and hours of prep before a show, sitting there sorting through commercial reads and topics and different things like that, and printing out all the paperwork for them when they come in so that everything is coordinated and in front of them when they arrive.
Their extensive selection includes Sumitomo. Their extensive We'll do it live!
It was a long week of producing, but a very fun and a very good week. But my first day, I'm driving in on Monday. I leave the school at 11, and I was in a hurry because of this schedule. I hadn't had any breakfast, so I made a little pit stop at home after the school just to run into the kitchen, and I made myself one of the best creations that came. Did this really come from England, the English muffin?
Oh, yeah, the English muffin's a solid, you know. I'm not a breakfast eater, but when I do eat breakfast, I enjoy the English muffin.
Dude.
Solid.
Nooks and Cranny, whoever invented those.
Little taste.
And of course, you know, right, you're supposed to separate the two only with a fork or with your hands. Mm-hmm. You do not use a knife.
Okay, is that the rule? I didn't know that.
That is the rule because it messes up those nooks and crannies. So got this well done. I made sure to toast it nice and crispy. Peanut butter on one side, some peach jam on the other side.
Okay.
Wrap it in tin foil and run to the car with my computer bag and headphones and everything else. Off onto the road to get onto the freeway.
Now let's pause right here, Danny, because I have breaking news here before you continue your story.
Number one.
Do you know who Samuel Bath Thomas is?
He used to play quarterback for the Raiders in the 90s.
He did. He also is an Englishman who is credited with creating the English muffin.
Oh, all hail that guy.
He migrated to the United States and, according to my internet research, sold the first Thomas English muffin in 1880. So the English muffin is over 140 years old. And he's credited as the inventor of, as you said, the nook and cranny. An American newspaper was the one that came up with the term English muffin. And because I guess it sounds better than griddle cake. So that was the other option. So we'd like to thank the very much dead Samuel Bath Thomas and his descendants for giving the world the gift of the English muffin. And we'd also like to thank a newspaper for coming up with it. That is wonderful. And he just was experimenting in the kitchen and realized that the crumpets, griddle cakes, made with richer dough and cooked only on one side, and that expanded the bubbles to form a honeycomb. So there you go.
Crazy.
Yeah, fact.
What an invention.
Back to the story, though. I'm sorry about
that. Yeah, no. I'm glad I learned that. What an invention. They've been a staple in the G household since I was a little kid. The Ghirardelli's really fond of that guy's work.
Yeah, I had those too when I was a kid, and I didn't eat a lot of breakfast. My mom would like try to get me to eat stuff, but that was one I would go for. Buttered English muffin. Mm-hmm. Solid. And jelly. You can go with jelly as well. Either way. Yeah.
Yeah, my mom would put that on the kitchen table with some cantaloupe. And she'd be like, shut up, there's your breakfast. So I, flashing back to a quick breakfast my mom would serve, I have the English muffin, peanut butter, jam, wrap it up in tin foil really quick, run to the car, and I'm at a stoplight before I get to the freeway on-ramp. You know, I don't like eating in the car that much. You probably are similar.
Yeah, I know. My wife loves eating in the car, and it drives me nuts because there's always like little food pieces. I hate that.
I don't like it either. I don't like the feeling of crumbs on my shirt or shorts.
Yes.
I don't like to have sticky hands on the wheel. It all bothers me. But I was so hungry that I had to make an exception. So I pulled out the little thing of hand sanitizer. I pulled out a napkin and I was like, okay, I'm going to just try to eat this while I'm on my way, because I had a 40-minute drive to the studio. Unwrap the tin foil. I'm all ready to go. Take a bite of the English muffin and I get some peanut butter on my face. In your face. And I'm like, oh man. So I'm like trying to get it off my face. I get the paper towel. I have it on my thumb. I'm like, my hands are clean now from the hand sanitizer.
You think about going back home and getting your dog to clean off the peanut butter.
I clean it off my hand, and I'm kind of a mess because now it's like, my hands are sticky. I have crumbs on my shirt. I realize I've been at this red stoplight for a little while. I happen to look over to my right, and sitting right next to me, you've seen these trucks in Orange County, I'm sure. The ones that are sitting up high.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
The big tires.
Those are all over the place. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So to the right of me is this gentleman in a truck staring at me, and he gives me a thumbs up and this look of, wow, you're really going at that English muffin, buddy.
So he's relating to you, Dan. He's like, I've been there, man. I know. Sometimes you just gotta go for it in life. You gotta let the veil go.
That's not the look he gave me.
No?
The look he gave me was, dude, have you ever missed a meal?
So he gave you, I've gotten that look before. Oh, you're a fat ass.
Yes.
What are you, a pig? Oink, 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 that kind of thing. See, I pity the fool that doesn't give me my burrito.
Thumbs up, you fat pig, eating that peanut butter English muffin at the stoplight.
Well, that's no good. That's no good.
The week did not get off to a good start, at least for the travel there to the studio. So I felt ashamed. I put the rest of the English muffin away in its tin foil, cleaned my hands, and tried to act like this never happened.
My lips have been on it.
I'm sure, man. All right. So are you going to eat again in the car now? Is that the...
No.
No, you know.
No. Okay. Unless I'm completely alone in the middle of South Dakota on the roads there by myself.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb. Tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Now, 1 week into the Covino and Rich experience, have you figured out your schedule? Is it still up in the air? Are you still navigating that part of it? Because being in radio, things change rapidly, but you have another gig, and so it becomes a big problem.
It was 2 hours before the show, so I was in there at noon. And then 2 hours after the show, I was leaving at 6 p.m. So it seems like six solid hours.
All right, so I'm doing the math on this in my head. So you start out at the school.
Mm-hmm.
You then leave to go to the radio.
Yep.
You then go back to the school?
No. The school schedule, I am still trying to sort through. But at least for now, I'm going to help them out in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So it was a long day. I started at 6:30 a.m. and I ended at 6 p.m.
Gotcha.
First world problems, because I've been unemployed before, like a lot of radio people. I've been fired from radio jobs, like a lot of good radio people.
Yes.
And this is a way better issue to have than when you're on the beach looking for a paycheck.
No, it is. And I've had a couple of friends that have lost radio gigs over the last couple of months. One of my buddies, he reached out to me. I will not say who.
Who?
Because I don't know that he wants this information out there. But he told me he agreed. He just signed a contract. It is not official, official. He's going through lawyers. But he was bragging to me, Danny, that this guy, he did a five-day-a-week radio show at a pretty popular radio station. And he's partnered up with someone on a podcast. And there's somebody with a lot of venture capital who bought the podcast. He's going to make more from a one-hour podcast a week than he was making doing 5 days of radio.
Wow.
And he was bragging to me. I said, come on, you schmuck. Okay, I don't need to hear about that. Okay.
I'm glad to hear some stories like that, though, because you always hear that work smarter, not harder. Work smarter, not harder. But in some industries, it's not really possible. You have to kind of ride the wave and go with the flow. You can't demand new hours.
Yeah, and the podcast thing is going to level out. It's early on, and a lot of companies look at that as cool. You know, radio is kind of old, and podcasting is cool and all
it's
that.
It's not even radio anymore, right? It's audio now.
Yeah, they got rid of the word radio. That's taboo. That's verboten. You can't say the word radio.
You're canceled. You're not audio. You're radio. You're canceled.
Exactly. But it's one of those things. My theory on this is that it'll go back. It's kind of like there are people that still collect typewriters and they're into that. Or maybe the better example would be with music.
Oh, turntables.
Yeah, turntables, right? There's a lot of young people that in their entire life, they never experienced turntables as a kid or anything like that. Mm-hmm. They're still kids. They're teenagers or in college, and they want to get turntables. They want to get vinyl.
Yeah, for his birthday, our middle kid, I bought him one of those portable turntables that also connects to Bluetooth.
Yeah.
I got him the slip mat for it, and I bought him his very first piece of vinyl, which was a Travis Scott LP. So new music on old school record on vinyl, which can't beat that, man. Vintage comes to life.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And the thing about radio, I'm biased. We're both biased. We work in radio, and this is a podcast, so we're trashing podcasts while doing a podcast. I'm not trashing a podcast. I think a podcast is great. But the thing the podcast cannot do is the immediacy, doing it live.
Yeah.
And some people try to do a podcast live and whatever, but most people that listen to a podcast listen at their convenience.
Right.
Like, we put the podcast up in the morning, and there are people that might listen. We're doing this on a Saturday podcast. But there's people who might listen on Monday or a Tuesday. There's a very communal aspect when you listen to live radio. It's not doing what we do, talk radio overnight. I'm on during the day, the show you're working on. But to me, there's something special about that. Maybe it's just I'm old, but there's something cool that whatever you're doing, whatever pathetic thing you got going on in your life, you're listening to somebody and they're also alive and they're breathing and they're keeping you company. And I still think there's something special about that. And I'm probably dating myself and I'll get canceled for this. But that's the way I feel, man. That's the way I feel.
No, I think a lot of people would agree with you. And that's why we have the best of both worlds. I love the fact that we can record and then also have the opportunity to be live. If somebody asked you, what would be your perfect scenario in broadcasting? I think right now in 2022, going into 2023, that would be it, podcasting and live radio.
Yeah, you don't want to pigeonhole yourself in one or the other. You'd like to do a little bit of both. And so we're pretty lucky on that. And don't get me wrong, I love the people that listen to the radio show on the podcast. And there are some days we actually have probably more people download the podcast than listen to the live show because of the timing and all that we're on late at night. But anyway, that's my ranting and raving. We have the back scratcher. You scratch our back, we scratch your back. Our weekly tip of the headphones and the microphones to the loyal minions who have.
Yeah, speaking of podcast listeners.
Yeah, going to the podcast page, the Apple podcast page for the fifth hour. And we don't really understand why, but management does check this and the people that run the podcast department at iHeart do check these reviews. So we go to the podcast page, and you want the good news or the bad news? Danny, what do you want?
Always start with the bad first.
All right. The bad news is we have pitched a shutout this week. Not a single review this week. Not a single review.
Damn it. How could there be any good news then?
Well, the good news is we still have a very high rating on the Apple podcast page because no one's trashed us. So we still are doing pretty well there. And I think we're 4.8, if I'm reading this accurately. Yeah, so that's pretty solid. You know, out of five.
I want to throw a flag on that, though, because it was 4.9 for months and months and months and months. And all we've been receiving, thankfully, are 5-star ratings. So how did it go down to a 4.8?
Yeah, I have no idea, because pretty much all of the bad ratings we got were when I was doing the stuff with Gascon and we were doing like political stuff and people were losing their mind.
Yeah.
They didn't agree with us politically and they would get all upset, but we haven't done that. We've really stayed away from that for the most part. We've moved on from that. We did a lot of that during COVID on the podcast. We do political stuff and we haven't done that. And so, yeah, I don't get it. It makes no sense.
Yeah. It's just one point. But you could help the overall score by going in there and writing a review. Just click on the description of this very podcast, and you'll see the link in the description. It says to rate, review, subscribe. Click on that link, page down a little bit. You'll see that big overall score, and then it says write a review, and you just click on that to make a username.
Yeah, and it's very simple. We have a few. This is the time we would give you love. Right now, if you had done it last week, we would give you love. Right? We'd be sitting here waxing poetic, reading your words, but we don't have that, and so we'll move on. Let's get scientifical, Dan. We have a little time.
Yeah, let's go.
I haven't done this in a long time. So this is a tribute. There's a show I used to love called Bullshit, and it was hosted by Penn and Teller, and they would look at certain things and say, is that real or bullshit? Well, this is based on that, but we're going to do scientifical, which is studies and surveys and things like that. And then we'll say, is this something that we believe in, or do you think this is bullshit?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb. Tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
So here we go. 76% of Americans say they feel guilty whenever they do this. What do you think it is, Danny?
They masturbate.
No, A, I don't think it's that high on masturbation. And B, that's not the answer. The answer is throw away food.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So this is something I actually do feel guilty. My wife, I'm happy to report, does not feel guilty. She, at the first sign of an expiration date possibly being close, right to the trash. And I try to explain to the missus there. I say, listen, that's just an estimation. It's a guesstimation. It's not accurate, and we're wasting a lot of money throwing away food that we could still be eating because of some date that is on the package. And where's your position on that, Danny?
Oh, no, I'm with you. We match on this. Yeah. When I first integrated with my chick and her family, I had to get used to seeing some of them throw food away. And that was weird because where I come from, you throw nothing away. You save everything and you repurpose every leftover possible. And the whole, there are kids starving in Ethiopia.
Yes, no. Yes.
Yeah, but my mom would be like, there are kids starving down the street here in Rialto. She didn't have to point to Ethiopia. So I always joke and I always tell my girls' kids, hey, there are starving kids in Reseda, California. So you better package that up and save it for later.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It drives me nuts. And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, what are we doing? You know, and then we got to go back and buy the same stuff, and the same stuff's not going to be eaten. And now I'm saying that you look at the food and you do the smell and the eyeball test. Is there any kind of fur growing on the food? Is there an odd smell from the food? And as long as it conforms to the standards, then you go for it.
I understand throwing things that are rotten or outdated away. Yeah, that makes sense. And my girl has gotten a lot better with this over the past couple of years. When somebody makes a big plate and they make their plate too large, I don't think you should be able to throw your leftover food away because your eyes were too big for your stomach.
Yeah, I'm right there. You got to eat all those cheesy hash browns. You know, you got to. Even if you took too many, you got to eat them. All right. Now, next up on Scientifical, people who identify as being positive thinkers are more likely to have this on their desk at work.
Positive thinker. Cocaine.
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Well, that would be interesting, Danny G. I'm surprised that's not the answer. The correct answer, according to this, is a radio, listening to music.
Oh, okay.
So, shout out radio. I saw that.
We were just talking about live radio.
Yeah. Next up on Scientifical, only 46% of couples share this. What do you think it is?
Orgasms.
Well, that is likely a higher percentage or a lower percentage, I should say. The number here, 46%, is a bank account.
Okay.
Bank account. This is always a dicey conversation when you get into a mixture and a rich tapestry of a relationship.
Well, now you just use Zelle or Venmo to share funds.
Yeah, you can do that. But when you're coalescing and you have to decide which direction you want to go, and some people are very protective, other people that have
when
no
you're
money.
What?
That's a big word, right?
Oh, it is. I was going to give you $20.
That's a $20 word. I'm very proud of that. I'm trying to add some new words to my lexicon. I think that's good. All right. Next up, 7% of Americans have never been here. 7% have never been here. Where is it?
The shower.
I wish it was only 7%. It's probably higher than that on the shower. But it does involve water, Danny. 7% of Americans have never been to a beach.
Wow.
Ever been to a beach? Are those all people living in South Dakota, Iowa, Wyoming?
Yeah.
You got to assume.
Far away from the East and the West Coasts.
But can't you go to a beach? Like if you go to a lake, it's a beach, isn't it? It's not.
Technically, it's not a beach. The water needs to be moving and it needs to be salt water.
Oh, are those the rules? Are you sure about
that? I think so.
Are you making that up?
I made it up.
Just Google it. Just Google rules of a beach. Because I've been in Chicago and I was just in Chicago this year. You go out and look at Lake Michigan in Chicago. You're telling me that's not a beach? When you're walking around there, I know it's not an ocean. I get it. I understand that. But to me, that's a beach. And on the weekends, when the weather's got nice in Chicago in the summertime, people are going down to the beach. They're enjoying the beach. Or when I was in Wisconsin at Lake Winnebago, it's a beach. It's a lake, but it's a beach.
Son of a beach.
Yeah.
What is a beach?
What qualifies as a beach?
As a beach.
All right.
A beach is a narrow, gently sloping strip of land that lies along the edge of an ocean, lake, or river.
There you go.
Wow. What, so you're telling me they've never even been to a lake?
Or a river?
That's sad.
How is it possible? Because as I understand it, the human species needs water to survive. And so pretty much all of the population is based around water. Like people live near bodies of water. In fact, I mentioned this on the radio show. I'll mention this in passing quickly. I don't have too much time left, but there was a documentary I watched last weekend, and it pointed out that back in the 1800s, when America was still early on and people were the big move to the West, from the East to the West, and they were taking over the land in the Western part of the United States, there was a scientist that recommended in Washington, D.C., spoke in front of Congress. He said, here's the way we need to do this. We need to have the population centers based around where the water is. And because humans need water and there's not a ton of water. How the fuck they knew this? This guy knew this in the 1850s or whatever. It's insane to me. They didn't know technology the way they have now. But this guy spoke with Native Americans and he found out the lay of the land and where the water was and all that. And so nonetheless, he told them this, and the political class at the time said, screw you. We're not going to do this. And so what you have is you have states that are based where two states are fighting for water, you know, in multiple locations in the Western United States. You also have something I didn't know about. There's this dead zone, which goes from, it's like midway through Texas, and it goes to Colorado, like the whole middle part of the country, where there's not a lot of population because there's not a lot of water, and nothing really grows there that well. So it's an interesting documentary. I don't know. I got sidetracked on that.
Oh, that dude was way ahead of his time, just like the guy who invented English muffins.
Yes, the great English muffin. If there's one thing you take away from this podcast, it's Samuel Bath Thomas. An Englishman who migrated to the United States, and aren't we grateful for the English muffin? You know what they call English muffins in England?
A muffin from down the street.
Yeah, a muffin from down the street. All right, we'll get out on that. Danny, anything at all to promote here? Anything at all you would like to toss out into the ethos?
Yes, I'm going to be driving back to the studios. 11 a.m. Pacific time is when the Jonas Knox Show starts for Saturday. 2 hours of fun.
Two guys is enough for me.
And then right after that, Steve Hartman and Ephraim Salam.
So that is your day today. And I will be back tomorrow. We spruce up the podcast, get the mailbag, and then back on radio on Sunday. Enjoy the college football today. And don't forget, Penny versus the Penny, still available. Get it while it's hot. Get it while it's hot. And we will talk to you next time.
Later, skater.
Before you go, what you think about the Wizards?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.